republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Raccoon stuck upside down in a sewer grate gets rescued by his buns.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. Thanks to Mrs. Bullock's class for their pledge. You can become the pledge of the week. All you got to do is record the classroom and then send it to us. It's super easy. Just record it on your phone. Because I know I did have a question. Like, I don't have a recorder. And I'm like, yes, you do.
It's called a phone.
Yeah, it's on your phone. Just because, you know, they were just they were concerned about the quality.
Well, they think like, it's a radio station. You guys probably use really good technology. No, we don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Your phone's really good technology.
It is. It's pretty good.
How many times have you taken a picture just on your phone and gone, that's actually really good? It's weird.
Yeah.
Now, the new ones especially are just ridiculous. So anyway, that's how you really do it. Record it on your phone, and then you just send it to us, pledge@jandkevin.com. pledge@jandkevin.com, and then we'll get you all hooked up. How many more weeks do we have? We got a couple lined up?
Just one more, I think. After
one more?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. So, and again, if we can get a couple of them, we will take a little bit of a break. Just sorry, Kevin, to take your news time. But
no, you're fine.
We'll get a little break during the Christmas holiday because, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of kids won't be awake. And we want them to be able to hear it, obviously. So.
Yeah.
But we definitely need to get some lined up as we kick off the first of the year. So, anyway, that's where we stand. A little housekeeping, as they like to say. Now let me get this out of the way, and then we'll move over to the news, which is crucially important. It is donation day for the Christmas Wish. We are at Indaba Coffee Roasters. We're at 2020 North Monroe. All of the Indaba Coffee Roasters are being playing host, I should say, to one of our sister stations today. But you want to come see us because, man, you don't want to see those rock guys at this hour.
No, good.
Oh, my gosh. That is
we've seen
not,
them, and they are
not pretty.
Yeah. How about a shower?
I mean, just it's only Tuesday, though.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. They're just
that'd be a day early for them.
Yep.
So, come by and see us 2020 North Monroe. And if you're like, you know what, guys, as much as I'd like to do that, that's not going to be in the plans today. That's fine.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, it's not maybe on your way or in your morning plans, but that's doesn't mean you can't donate and help out Christmas Wish and help our neighbors all have a great Christmas this year. All you can do is how about you text the word wish to 509-441-0999. You just text the word wish, and guess what? Boom, we're going to send you back the link, and you can make your donation.
Super easy. Yeah.
Originally, we thought the keyword should be in dabba dabba do, but
that's correct.
Wish a
little,
is easier.
Little tricky.
Yeah. And then who owns this, Kevin?
Bobby.
Indaba Bobby.
Indaba Bobby do.
I don't know if we're going to add the do part on the end of that. Not sure we're going to do that, but you can.
I haven't met him yet.
When you meet him, please, for the love of Pete, say, well, Indaba Bobby.
Indaba.
I love your Indaba Dabba Do.
Makes it kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's very memorable.
It is, and that's the most important part.
You know, and I'm not even going to charge him for that.
And now the news.
I hate to be high maintenance.
Nah, you really don't.
No, I kind of do. I was just wiping.
What do you need?
I was wiping all the chocolate off my lips because it just like.
Oh, did you have cocoa or something?
She made me a coffee that was decaf. But then she put chocolate in it. And
a mocha.
Like some cream, I guess.
Oh, nice.
She made it sweet. And I said, that'll be fine. Because that'll make me not. And it was good. It was really good.
Right.
But I'm in desperate need of water now.
Oh, and water.
I don't know if they serve water like in a big cup.
What do you mean?
Or if you have to buy like a bottled water.
Bro, this is not hard work. Or you could have you could have brought your own.
Well, that feels rude to me, Anthony, to just bring your own jug of water into this facility.
Or prepared, one or the other. Which do you think, Anthony? Rude or prepared?
Well, here's what I...
Thank you, Anthony.
Here's what I thought about this morning. I was going to bring one of my drinks with me, my sparkling waters. And then I thought, well, that's dumb. I'm at a place with coffee and drinks.
So are you asking for a free water or you want to pay for
it? I'll pay for water. I don't care what it is. Yeah. I mean, I'll pay for anything.
Oh, they're careful.
But I just want to know.
You want to buy me one of those holiday blend Indaba coffee bags?
No. but I've been trying to watch.
You said you'd pay for anything.
To see if they have the little, where they just do the water. Of course they do, right?
Of course they have water.
Where they fill up a cup with water?
What do you think we're running here? You think Indaba Bobby doesn't have water? Now, see, you've made Anthony feel guilty.
Oh, I was going to go investigate.
Well, you know, and what's dumb, too, is, like, I guess now I think about it, like, of course they have. They probably have bottled water, too.
Do you just pretend? Do you think this out, like, in your head, I'll just pretend to be dumb, and then somebody will go take care of it for me?
No.
So it's not pretend?
No, I didn't want to. And she's been busy. I feel very comfortable with Alyssa.
She's super nice.
We have a friendship already.
Oh. Okay, well.
She has laughed at a lot of the stuff I've said.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been keeping an eye on her.
She's not laughing now.
That just got weird.
We might have a new listener over there.
Yeah, we have Alyssa-ner.
Alyssa-ner. That was cute. Okay, I have to. Good God. I just saw what time it was.
Yeah. Oh, he's keeping an eye on the time.
This is a first.
Keep an eye on the time.
Kevin,
you guys.
Eugene James, do not lie.
Most of the time I do.
He just chooses to ignore it.
Most of the time he does.
That is
like
true.
When he's at home.
Depending.
Yeah.
Depending.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good story, but really? I feel like it's too. Oh,
look at this guy. Will you look at this guy? Our promotions director.
Oh, you got a glass?
Look at this. Like,
from like someone's house?
Anthony, is that plastic?
Anthony, I think that's supposed to have a candle in it.
There's self-serve water
station.
They
have a water station?
Oh.
God bless. Thank you, Anthony.
Anthony, I'm not going to put this part on the air. How much you want to bet that he spills that?
No, he's chugging it down.
Oh, he just...
We drank the whole thing.
Wow.
I needed that.
That was impressive.
My tank was low. And now that I know it's self-serve, I can just keep getting more.
Yeah.
Or Steve can get me more.
All right.
Isn't it news time?
It is news time, but...
Sorry, we're out of time.
Now, hold on. I gotta do one story.
All right, prove it.
I'm trying to find which one. I can't do that one because it's way too good. It'll take too long to talk about.
Okay.
We will get to it later. So
we're not doing a listener letter today. Do it at 7:15.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Man, I sometimes on the fly, I just surprise myself.
Yeah, this is why you're in charge.
That took a lot of thought.
Well, I didn't. I forgot about the listener letter that we weren't doing.
Well, that's like every day.
Okay.
Dabba-dabba-doo.
How about this?
Ooh, can we make a song?
For Indaba?
Yeah. Or maybe like you could do
Indaba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to drink you.
Caffeine and decaf. No.
Okay,
ooh,
no.
This is going to take some. We don't want to just do this halfway. We want to do it.
The Brewers. Ooh, I want to do you.
No, not that part.
Hey, maybe we don't go with Kokomo. Maybe not the Kokomo beat.
Although I didn't mind that.
It wasn't bad.
It was
just
pretty
the
good.
First thing came
well,
because
the way you said Indaba, that actually worked.
Yeah. That's not bad.
You know, we could actually do this when we're not on the air.
Well, you started it. And you know I can't quit if you start it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Mom, can Jimmy come over for dinner?
Sure, he can come over.
Ask your mom what we're having.
Mom, what are we having?
Kevin James.
We're having meat batter.
Meat batter.
Yay. I'm going home.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are live at Indaba Coffee Roasters on Monroe. We're at 2020 North Monroe. You ever been in here before?
No, I have not.
This is a great building, man.
I will tell you already, it will become my new hangout.
No, it's very impressive. I love this place.
I do like it. It is very close to my house. I have a problem.
Dude, go to the one on, you could probably go Kendall Yards. I haven't been in that one, but that one on Riverside is cool, too.
Yeah.
Riverside? Oh, or Broadway is actually the closest.
Not
the closest.
To your house?
Kendall Yards would be the closest.
Well, yeah, that's
but
what I
Broadway's
thought.
Right there, too.
Yeah.
I have not been in that one. So I need to just check them out because...
Make it a goal.
What happens sometimes is I sit down at home to do, work. I know you don't believe that.
Is it joke roundup?
I really do.
Are we telling jokes?
Joke roundup.
And I find myself not getting work done lately because I just got a lot going on in my house.
Well, you got a roller skater.
I got a granddaughter. It's just a lot. And so this is what I need. Just come escape for like 2 hours.
The number of people who do that is insane.
I know.
Like when we went to the one on Riverside, mm-hmm. Steve and I did. We met Bobby there, and we did a Facebook Live from there.
Yeah.
And while we were there, I don't know how many, but all that whole back area.
Yeah.
There was everybody with their laptops or their iPads all connected to the Wi-Fi doing whatever it is they're doing. And I was like, what a great way to just kind of change your location. You know what I mean? Just change your environment sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We weren't bothering them at all.
Okay. I mean, we were bothering them a little.
I used to have a spot that I'd go do that, and they closed. And I don't know that it was my fault, but they did close.
I don't know that it wasn't.
That may be true.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
It was and wasn't your fault at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And did you say all the Indaba Roosters, or quite a few of them, have the little meeting space?
I don't know if they have meeting rooms or not. This one does. I don't know if they all do.
I think the one at Riverside did.
Hey, introduce yourself to this guy when he walks in. As soon as he walks in, he's got money in his hand. He's going to donate. I can guarantee it.
Are you sure?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yes. 100%. Talk to him. Do you want me to, like you can do something.
Do you want me to stand up?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm Steve.
I haven't met Steve yet, so I'd come in and say hi.
Oh, hello. What's your name?
I'm Brad.
Brad.
He's the one and only Brad.
Oh, the one and only Brad.
I know her feelings over the fact they left me on hold 15 minutes ago, about 2 weeks ago.
Did we leave you on hold? Oh, that was his fault. I know. It's funny because then he comes in and goes, hey, do you know Brad? I'm like, yes. And he's like, yeah, he was waiting on hold. I'm like, oh, sorry, Brad.
What happened, Steve? You just forgot about him?
No.
I think we just didn't get to it because of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't want to take a live call.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Actually, a real person listening to you.
Right, yeah. Who still knows how to dial a phone? I know, Brad. You're God a rare
bless.
Breed.
Yeah, God bless you, though.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You're past that age where you still make phone calls. Yeah, do you still call your kids or do you text mainly?
Both.
Both, yeah. That, I know.
FaceTime is the best.
No grandkids. No. You have five grandkids?
Five grandkids.
Wow, holy smokes. Well,
that's
awesome. You can't beat that. No.
No.
Totally, yeah. You can see him change week to week even. That's a really cool
Remind
thing.
Remind me how you and Brad know each other.
Well, we lived in the same hood for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. It was
same
kids,
high school.
Same ages. Gotcha. Okay.
I think they were staggered in years at U High, but you know, in school together the whole time. Yeah. And his lovely
Crazy
wife,
Carol.
Crazy Carol.
Yes, yeah. I've heard about her.
Was that originally her? Who gave her that nickname? You didn't give your wife the nickname Crazy Carol. Brad is smarter than that.
He's got a big smile right now.
I didn't give it to her, but you didn't fight it, did you?
She is. Oh, you have her listed as the queen?
The queen.
That's hilarious. I love that.
Queen Carol.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, because you guys were kind of the hub for all the kids in the hood. And yeah, that's great.
Oh, it's good times.
It's good to see you, dude. And he's going to probably make, of course, he's going to make a donation because that's what Brad does. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Christmas Wish appreciates that a lot. That's cool. It's really good to see you, brother. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You got to meet Steve. Yeah.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Left him on hold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, because I felt bad because.
You're not a beanie guy? You didn't come walking in here wearing a beanie?
No.
It's hard to go to the office wearing a beanie, Brad. We understand how that works, yeah.
No, it's not.
Kevin.
I do it all the time. I love it.
Nice. You're almost done? You're going to retire? Okay, you got to get the wife there, yeah. Well, you marry a baby like that. That's what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Good to see you, buddy. Yeah. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Brad's awesome. Yeah, he's a wonderful man and a longtime listener.
He always supports everything.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, that was just a couple weeks ago that happened.
Yeah.
What exactly?
I think we ran out of time, I think actually what happened is I didn't get your. your DM, Steve. I think is what it was.
Yeah, because sometimes when you minimize it, it doesn't show up.
Right.
It doesn't even blink.
And so you said Brad's on line two or whatever.
And I never saw it.
But then why did it go 15 minutes after that?
Oh, I mean, no. I picked it up pretty much right away, I think.
And then he came in. You know how Steve will come in. And
so Brad's lying.
No, this is putting me in a bad spot right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. it was a long amount of time, and I apologize. That was my bad.
Yeah, he pretty much hates you now.
He seemed like he was okay.
Yeah, he was okay with Kevin and I, but he just despises you. He's actually messaged me multiple times. Like, that Steve guy.
Well deserved.
What are we going to do about that? I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of late now.
Well deserved, Steve.
15 minutes late.
Yeah, exactly. And he did his part for Christmas Wish. He's a good guy. Oh, yes. Like you said, Kevin, they're always helping.
Awesome.
They always jump in and do their part, and then actually do their part and some other people's part. That's kind of how that works.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah. And you can make a difference, too. Again, this is, you know, for Christmas Wish, you know, you might be just learning about it.
Absolutely.
And that's fair. Because, you know, people will nominate. By the way, you can still nominate people in your
families,
life.
Yeah,
that you go, you know, let's just say Kevin and I know a guy named Steve. This is obviously hypothetical.
Yes, we would not.
And Steve, you know, is like, you know, he's struggling, but he's not the kind of person maybe who's going to make a big deal about it.
Sure.
But we realize that, you know, maybe Steve's kids could use a little bit of a Christmas.
Absolutely.
And so we just go to the website, thebig999coyotecountry.com, and you can nominate. We'd say, you know, we tell Steve's story. Hey, everybody, Steve, blah, 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 whatever the case might
be.
And then, you know, we have our elves, and they go through hundreds and hundreds of letters that we get.
Is one of them named Steve, too?
The elves?
Yeah.
Let's say it is.
Okay.
Yeah, probably the shortest one. and then they go through and they...
Is that the sound they make?
You know, based on what we raise, we're able to fulfill a lot of these wishes. And it's just, it's a great program. It always has been. And it's super simple to help. You can do what Brad did. And I don't know how far out of Brad's way. I think this is a bit out of his way to come up here to 2020 North Monroe.
Yeah, I don't think it was super close to where he was going.
Yeah, or, you know, if you're like, man, I can throw 10, 15, 20, 100, 200, whatever. I mean, you know what
whatever you
can
got,
do.
Yeah.
You know what you can do. You can text WISH to 509-441-0999. We get a link back that way. And or you can just go to the website, or you can come by Indaba Coffee, any of the Indaba Coffee roasters. And they're all kind of in the downtown-ish area, is that
yes,
fair?
Yes, they are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's four of them. We happen to be here on North Monroe.
And I will say the other thing is, the cool deal with Christmas Wish is you get to kind of see your money put to work as well.
Oh, 100%.
When we do some of the deliveries.
Yeah, that starts next week.
You start, you know, you go to these houses, you deliver them, you know. They don't know. They get surprised.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. It's a cool thing to see how impactful it is, you know, when you take a Christmas to a family, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, take Christmas to a family.
It's pretty cool.
So all you got to do is just make a difference, come by, and if you do come by and you're like, dude, I don't carry cash. It's 2024.
Yeah.
We have a QR code. You can just scan that, and then you can also make a donation.
That works.
It's easy as can be.
Then you'll be hip.
Yeah, you got that hip quiz for him?
No, I'm going to find it.
Okay, all right, this should be fun.
I found my phone.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ever, like...
Kevin James.
Need to clear your throat on the air? Yes.
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I think Steve leaves his house once in a while. How often do you leave your house? By the way, we're at Indaba Coffee Roasters. We got a text on the text line. Go, oh, guys, where are you again? Fair question.
Yeah, that's very fair.
2020 North Monroe.
Ooh. Indaba.
Indaba. They're roasters. Come and use a coaster. They've got coffee.
How about 2020 North Monroe? Stop by for a cup of Joe.
Ooh.
Lady hates me.
I second that.
She the entire time was like, how fast can they get me my drink so that the radio guys stop looking at me?
I don't think that was happening. I think that was in your imagination. She seemed like a very nice person, and she looked at me and smiled.
Is that right?
She did. As I walked past her, I said, hello. And she said,
well, it may have been because I was saying the name of these cookies out loud.
Oh.
And I said, we're Craven Chunky.
Okay.
And that's the name of the cookies, Craven Chunky. And then I realized she probably just thinks I'm saying that out loud.
I mean, you were.
I was, and I didn't realize. I have headphones on, and I forget that everybody can hear everything we say.
Especially you don't realize how loud you're talking.
Yes.
Yes, there's that.
Oh, are we talking loud?
No, you were supposed to. We're doing a radio show, Steve. Yes. We're allowed to talk loud.
It's required.
Oh.
To be a DJ.
So we are here at Intama Coffee Roasters, and it's all for Christmas Wish. Stop by, make a donation. You can also, if you don't have cash on you, that's fine. Super easy. You can just scan the QR code.
Yep.
Sometimes I say shoot the QR code. Do you ever say that?
Shoot it?
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, that's...
Yeah, I never say that.
Technically not correct. It doesn't feel like I'm scanning, though.
Snap the code?
I mean, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like you're scanning it. I mean, obviously, that's the word everybody uses.
But are, because, like, snap the code would be wrong, too.
Because you're not taking a picture.
You're not taking a picture. You look like you're about to, and then...
Remember when QR codes first came out, and it was like... trying to teach people how to use them and stuff.
It was
just weird because people kept taking pictures. Yeah. You know, they'd open their camera and they'd like, and then they'd go, well, it doesn't even work. And I'm like, well, yeah, don't take the picture.
Yeah.
Just open your camera.
Don't tell me what to do.
Right. You're the kind of person that would have a struggle with it because he's so hip.
Yeah.
True.
There was I went to a restaurant in Kansas City one time where their menu, you had to do a QR code.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was big during COVID. I think
everybody,
a lot of people went to that, yeah.
Yeah. That was extreme.
I also remember that going
You didn't like it?
I mean, it was fine. I just didn't know what was going on at first.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
sure.
What caused the complication.
I understand. The only problem is if they have a huge menu, and then you're zooming in and out, and you know that's more of a me thing than a them thing. You know what else I realized sitting this close to you, Steve?
Mm.
People give you a hard time for having dirty glasses. They're not wrong.
Yeah.
Well, the light's really...
That's what it was, because we're sitting very close to each other.
Yeah.
I cleaned mine this morning already, and they're driving
me
nuts again. Like, it's right there. There's something.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be dumb.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't really...
Because I know you're not touching your glasses. You're not touching your lenses.
Well, maybe. I mean, no, I don't think I am.
I don't think you are either.
I don't know how it's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why it's happening.
Wow. The excitement
Yeah. it's crazy when people come up and take pictures from 2 feet away. Oh, she's scanning the QR code. Yeah. No. You're so high-techy. You're so high-techy. We've always said that. So, 2020 North Monroe, for those who are like, I don't know where you are.
2020 North Monroe. That's where we are. Stop by and say hi.
Also, we should say that the parking lot is kind of like, what would that be, east of the Indaba?
Behind.
Yeah.
Yep, you just kind of go behind the Indaba Coffee. It's right here on the corner.
Yes.
And then, you just park back there. Come on in.
Yep. QR code away, and then you go. Or if you have cash, we take that as well. And then, you can also do the text. Just text WISH. 2-509-441-0999. Super simple. See how easy it is?
Now, Jay, originally you wanted me to finish the story I started.
Yes, please.
I wanted to do beforehand.
Yes, please.
But we didn't have time.
But we do now.
According to etiquette experts, the rudest things you can do at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, I can't wait. Steve.
What do you think they
take
are?
Note.
What could be rude things to do at a Thanksgiving dinner?
Rude. I would say maybe like...
Okay, our boss is here, and her answer was throw up.
She said belt. You heard
oh, belt. I thought, well, she did just a hand motion. I couldn't hear. I was like, throwing up would be very
I mean, that's
rude.
Pretty rude, though. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah.
Well, I was like, okay.
I was going to say complain about the food.
Complain about the food.
I mean, if you were like, didn't make it, then you come over and go,
number three on the list.
Okay.
Showing up late is also...
Okay, that's
they said,
fair.
Especially very late.
Because you're trying to time all that out.
At 100%.
Because how are you trying to keep it all warm and you don't have enough burners and...
Our family has a very good rule, which is...
If you're late, you don't get
to
eat.
If you're late, we're starting.
I love that.
You'll eat when you get here.
That's a great rule
I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah.
Being a random person and making a toast?
A random person making a toast. Okay.
Yeah.
You're like a guest at my Thanksgiving and you stand up and...
Clink, clink, clink.
I don't know. I'd kind of like that, actually. Yeah.
They say the two rudest things you can do at a Thanksgiving dinner,
Is it something to do with kids?
Bringing an uninvited guest.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a, yeah.
It's a bad one.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be family and friends.
Yeah, you're supposed to clear that. And especially, I mean, it's one more person you're feeding.
My brother did that once with a girlfriend. Just brought a girlfriend.
Didn't tell anybody?
Yeah, didn't tell anybody.
Just the old surprise
girlfriend? Yeah, and she fell asleep on the couch, like right in the middle of the meal.
Did she?
That's a real story.
Wow. But the rudest thing
apparently
they say.
No, I'll leave it at that.
Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, self-editing is important.
Man, and I do think it depends on the vibe of your Thanksgiving dinner for this one.
Yeah.
It says, using your phone at the table.
I mean,
if you have your
not...
phone during Thanksgiving dinner, they say that's the rudest thing you can do.
Okay.
I would get that if I was, like, in a situation where it felt more proper or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not, like, my family, it's
You guys
pretty,
have a different vibe.
It's pretty laid back. Yeah. Like, we're going to, I don't know. We don't all sit at one table. How about that? If you have the Thanksgiving dinner that is at the giant dining room table, you know, it's the movie. It's
right.
Everybody's around.
I
the
could
place
see that.
Settings, and it's big, and it's beautiful. Then I could see. Put your phone away. Don't be.
Yeah, but sometimes the phone is the conversation. Like somebody will go, what movie was so-and-so in? And then somebody, you know, I feel like that's different than as opposed to, like, you're having a conversation and Steve's over there in the corner. What? I was just scrolling TikTok.
When you're stuck at the kids' table, I mean, it's a little bit different.
Well, see, one of these days. One of these days.
I'll graduate eventually.
I can't remember, Steve, did we make you sit at the kids' table last year or did you sit at the adults' table? And we don't really have a kids' table at my brother's. It's like... It's just an extra table.
Yeah, I was at the adult table.
You were? Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Man. I think
what a day.
It was great.
What a day for you.
I had a good time. Man.
Yeah. I bet.
Got some turkey, adult table. I was winning, man.
Yeah.
You were winning.
Were you forced to lead conversation?
Lead conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, next time you have him over for where your family's in, make him lead a conversation.
Deal.
What am I going to talk about?
Well, that's what the thing is. See, you just have to. Because haven't you ever had that where, like, maybe your folks do that or something? They're like, Steven, tell us about your life in Spokane, Washington.
Well, how about this turkey?
That's not a conversation. That's a statement.
That's
terrible. All right. Well, stop by and see us in Daba Coffee Roasters. We're at 2020 North Monroe.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I could not hate these any more than I do. They are tight in the wrong places, loose in the wrong places. They're just uncomfortable.
Kevin James.
It's making me feel grumpy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Who knew shorts could make you grumpy?
Well,
I mean, who knew?
I think everybody who's had a pair of shorts that don't fit.
Tight in the wrong places, loose in the wrong places.
Oh, man.
Did you get rid of those?
No, those were the ones I bought at Kohl's. And
see,
I never,
that's what I'm saying.
And I never took them back. And so I still have them. You know, it's funny, though. They feel less annoying now.
Huh.
In your closet?
No, I wore some. I wore them the other day.
Oh, okay.
And they weren't bad.
Wow. Yeah, that's the problem, is that if you have clothes... that you don't.
Oh, okay. There's more to the sentence.
That you don't like, but you still refuse to throw them away, and they just sit in your closet for like
it's
3 years,
dumbest,
and then you're like, "Why? Well, why do I keep these?"
And as a fellow who has fluctuated his weight over the years, and not just like a little swing, but you know, like 100-pound swings, just. Which I've heard is really good for you.
You read that, did you?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in a downward swing again, but it's, you know, which is good,
it's
but you're
really
not
good for you.
God, they always say yo-yo dieting or whatever. I'm saying I'm not really dieting. I don't know. Whatever.
I
all
thought
I'm,
that just meant
all
yo-yo.
All I'm saying is that I have a hard time getting rid of clothes because I'm like, well. If I'm back down in a 2X, that's going to
sure,
be
I see what
amazing.
You're saying.
That's such a nice
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, I understand that. That's incentive,
and then
though, kind of.
It's like, oh, okay, well, this is a 3X. I got to keep it, too. But right now, only 4X fits. It's just, it's such a dumb game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah.
I would love to put you in one of my shirts and see what you look like.
Steve, are you the same size you were when you graduated from high school?
Pretty much.
Same weight, same everything. I mean, I feel like I'm getting personal at this point.
I mean, I've probably Height-wise, I'm probably about the same.
No kidding. So between 18 and 33, you haven't grown. Wow.
I mean, some guys do in their 20s.
Earth-shattering. Yeah, well, they're usually also very tall people, Kevin.
Correct.
They continue to grow.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
No, I've probably gained about 20-ish pounds or so.
Yeah, I feel like I think, like, from high school, I feel like that's pretty normal.
I would say that's normal.
Yeah.
I did that for each year of high school.
Okay. Was it the report?
I'd say I'm like 80 pounds heavier than I was in high school.
What report card did they have where they gave you height and weight?
Yeah, that was in like fifth grade.
I don't know if they still do that.
I don't think they do because it was part of like the PE thing, right? Like they do all of it,
like,
but then they would list your height and weight and all that.
Oh, and then like the percentile that you were in?
I think maybe it did that, but.
I think when I went to school as a senior in high school, I think I weighed 120 pounds.
Yeah, see, and this is hilarious because my fifth grade report card, I got to find this thing because I had it for a while. It says I was 5'4 and 156 pounds.
In fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were me.
I was 100%.
5'4?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little bit taller.
I was going to say, you just said you were 5'4.
So yeah, and I was probably
150
growing,
pounds
so.
Though. No way, you weigh more than that. You know, do you have a scale at your house, Steve?
I don't. I think I'm like.
You want one for Christmas?
No.
How weird is that a gift?
Just for like a guy at work buys you a scale.
I mean, pretty much for anybody at that.
Your
point.
Your boss is like, here's a scale. you need to lose weight or anything.
No, just a
scale, just to keep up.
Just thought maybe I would. Let you know. Here's a scale.
Let me know.
Here's a digital scale. Enjoy.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, be that way.
Fifth grade.
We are at Indaba Coffee Roasters, 2020 North Monroe. Guys, we've made no progress on the Indaba song. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, that's right.
I know. Well, we haven't had time to think about it. We've had people stopping by, you know, and it gets hard to write the lyrics.
Yeah.
Indaba.
I know. Kevin, I think the Kokomo vibe is perfect for Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Yeah, the Beach Boys aren't going to sue us.
Well, we're not.
What, you actually want to go to like a recording studio?
Well, I would assume.
Hey, let's lay down the track.
Yeah.
I want to give them the best, you know, here at Indaba.
Indaba, their roasters. Make sure you use a coaster. I don't know. For some reason, that's in my head. I don't necessarily like that line, but.
Drink a cup of Joe.
I mean, you better write it. We got to write it down.
Yeah, we're going to write it down, guys. We're going to get a song, and we will.
Like it or not, they're going to get one. They're going to get a song.
I don't.
When you meet Bobby and he's like, hey, guys, with the song? Maybe not.
Yeah, Bobby's in his car right now driving.
And he's like,
I've worked hard to build these businesses, and you idiots are up there. How quick can I get to Monroe?
Yeah, that's right. I've already been to the other sites. I'm trying to get there. I know it's Christmas wish. It's all a great cause, but could they just shut up?
How about you talk about the charity?
Yeah, right. There's that.
Yeah. And the charity is a good one. It's a good cause.
Yeah.
We can't argue with that. Helping families right here in our own neighborhoods.
You know what I also like about that? Because sometimes you don't know who it is that might need some help. Sometimes you do. Maybe you have a casual, like, you know, relationship with somebody. Let's just say in your neighborhood, and you're like, you don't know. I don't know that Jerry's struggling right now, but the guy lives on the other side of Jerry. He knows, so he nominates Jerry, and I'm like, I don't even know. But then at least I know that the money that's being donated for Christmas Wish is all going to people who live right here.
Yeah,
this is
that part's
maybe
great.
The best part about it is all the how it helps people locally, and you know it's not like you're always going to know, and who likes advertising that? Oh, hey man, a tough year, but you know what? If you do know somebody, you should nominate, and that's the other part that we want to make sure we get out there is that the nomination process is open, and you can nominate on our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com, and while you're there, you're going to see all the sponsors who have chipped in, and there's just a long list of people. And it takes that whole kind of group to get together and do it. And, of course, including Indaba Coffee Roasters who, you know, you buy a bag of their holiday blend, which, okay, so I get great coffee. And then the folks at Indaba, Bobby, he donates $5 for every bag donated.
$5 for every bag.
And it starts to add
that's
up.
That's awesome.
You know, our friends at Delish, they helped us. Delish Hamburgers,
right.
They did the thing. So I mean, it's just there's. It takes. They always say it takes a village, but it's not a joke. It takes a lot of people.
It really
to put
does.
This on.
And once you know, the whole how this starts from beginning to end is it starts with the donations, right?
Yeah.
The
well,
sponsors,
it starts with
the sponsors,
donations and the nominations. Yeah.
And then the nominations. Yeah. Then you find the people who are, you know, the deserving families who need this. Mm-hmm. Set that up that you're going to go deliver these things to them. Oh. What things are you delivering? The things that people have to go, our little elves have to go shop for.
Yeah, all the things they need.
And so they go, you know, whatever the, people include what, you know, the kids, what the kids want.
Specificity,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that kind of is helpful to get the stuff. And then you go and deliver it. It's a full process where it doesn't, you know, sometimes you donate and you know it's going to a great cause, but you never see the end result.
Yeah.
This one, you see it from beginning to end.
Right.
It's very cool.
Yeah, we started deliveries next week, so I'm excited about that. That's going to be very cool.
Oh, yeah.
And, Steve, you have, thanks to the, you saw that line on the wall. That did you see that?
I did not.
It's right by the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how they go, you got to be this tall to be on this ride.
Yeah.
You got to be this tall or under to be an elf, and Steve made it, so.
Oh, very good. So he will be able to, he will be able to help out as an elf. Should I wear my Santa stuff?
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's that. So, you know, unfortunately.
Are you the same height you were in high school?
Just about.
I don't think I've ever heard a guy say that before. Well, I'm pretty much the same height I was in high school. So 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't shrunk.
Waiting for a growth spurt.
You know what? That's actually a good point. I didn't ask if you got any small.
Yeah, because that does happen.
Yeah, I've heard
eventually,
about it.
Steve.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
I used to be 6'3".
Really?
No.
No.
That's why you're on the phone book.
Right.